Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A couple of people have been on to us asking about Sinead Brady's book about careers and resetting your career life. You know, we were talking about knowing how to work but not knowing how to navigate your career, and Sinead has written all about it in this book called Total Reset. It's called Quit Living to Work and Start Working to Live, and it's out now. And Sinead is a careers psychologist and a very interesting person. You can listen back to that interview and any of the items on the show by going to the RTE Radio app. Now, a school principal in the United States resigned this month following complaints from parents that students were shown a picture of Michelangelo's David in a class about Renaissance art. And parents of sixth graders at Tallahassee Classical School said their children were made feel uncomfortable, and one went so far as to call the image pornographic. So what is and isn't appropriate to show children? And is it really up to parents to decide when and if to draw the line? In studio with me now, I have barrister Aileen Hickey and children's author Shane Hegarty. You're very welcome.
Morning.
Thank you both for being here. So Shane, following on from this incident in the school we were referring to there, the Florence Museum, that's the one that houses the sculpture, has invited the board of the school to come and visit to see for themselves the purity of the artwork. Now, I don't know if they're going to accept that that invitation. But what do you think about what the school did in this instance?
Well, I think we often get fascinated by, especially what's happening in the States, where you see these stories coming up. And this morning I saw a story that Dolly Parton, Miley Cyrus' song Rainbow Land had been taken out of a school's kind of kids play or kids show. And we're hearing so much about book censorship and book bans. I think we do have to realise that it is different over there. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely there's a kind of a puritanical streak perhaps that they have there that affects things, that gets to that kind of ludicrous degree. But even there, it's a small amount of people. And I think what's interesting about it for us is that it shows how small amount of people. I think there were literally three complaints about that, and only one said it was pornographic. Two said they should have sent letters home to tell the parents this was what was happening. But it shows how a small amount of people can have a big impact on what's seen. And I think that's the thing that in an Irish context is interesting, and the thing that we'll maybe learn about down the line. But the idea, I mean, look, the story itself is clearly, it seems to me, daft.
Well, you Aileen, think that they may have had a point, the parents, in that what the school could have done was to seek permission before they went down the road of showing the sculpture to the children. Is that right?
Well, I'm not actually sure if they had a point, but what I would say is that I think this whole story has built from the fact that there had been a school policy in place whereby they did send the parents of sixth graders a letter, kind of a trigger warning, for want of a better word, alerting the parents that they would be showing an image of David or whatever else they were going to be showing. Because actually, Tallahassee Classical School, and I did a little bit of reading on them, and they actually are required to teach Renaissance art to sixth graders. Now, I don't think there's any possibility of teaching Renaissance art without showing the human body, because most of Renaissance art, or any Renaissance art that I've ever seen, is the human body and the anatomy of the human body. But so I think, you know, a lot of this is because of the failure to alert parents, and I suppose so that parents would ultimately make the decision as to whether they wanted their child to see it or not. Do I think that parents should have the ultimate decision? I suppose anything to do with the child, you know, it is ultimately down to the parent. But I would agree with Shane very strongly here that, you know, my worry here is that this is more of the whole censorship crusade, you know, particularly because it is the state of Florida, and there is, you know, where there's Governor Ron DeSantis. And, you know, they do seem to be lurching their way towards censorship and authoritarianism, you know, in every way. And the funny thing is, this was actually kind of almost foreseen by a 1990s episode of The Simpsons. Yes. Which is hilarious, whereby in Springfield something similar happened, and I think what the parents, what came up at the end was, you know, is this art or is this a guy with his pants down?
And what's the difference?
And this is interesting because actually, at the end of the day, you know, it's a contentious issue because I suppose there is very much a blurred line in some ways between what some people consider art. And I'm not saying that I do, but what others consider, as one of these parents did, to be soft porn. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, anything to do with art is very subjective. Now, I'm not, you know, I'm not saying here that I'm a total Philistine. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm just saying there's an argument to be made here. And I think what to one person is the nude form, to others is somebody naked.
Yeah, it's just there's a question though, isn't there, around the sway that three complaints had in this instance. And I think you're right, Shane. I think it's very different here.
Yeah, it is. But there was incidents in Cork down the libraries there. And I have to say, I spend a lot of time in libraries in Ireland. And when you're in a library, you see them as community places, as places that embrace diversity in terms of the populations of the local communities and welcome them in. But there was a protest. There were protesters, I think, to the point where somebody came in and ripped up a book, it was reported. It was about an LGBT plus display of books. You can have a small amount of people, and we've seen this, we know very clearly at the moment that a very small amount of people can dominate a discussion. And what it leads to, and there's been talk about this in the States around the book banning especially, where there was a survey done by Penn, who would be a sort of a freedom of expression group, where I think they said 1,600 titles, unique titles, had been pulled off the shelves in the States, that it leads to a self-censorship. So, as you know, if people just find it hassle, ultimately, and you will hesitate about what you'll put on a shelf, what you'll display.
One of the points made by the author, Jodi Pico, who has been talking about this a lot, she was saying, and I have a clip and we'll listen to it now in a second, but she was saying that what happens is parents will come together, people who have problems with what their children are reading, and they'll request that an awful lot of books are banned in a school, and the principal's overwhelmed because they've got to read 12 books, and they ban them all because it's the easiest thing to do. But she's been speaking out a lot about this. 20 of her books have been removed from one Florida county school library, and the state of Florida passed this new law last year to review reading material made available to the classroom, so they're compelled to do that. Here's Jodi Pico speaking out about it.
Unfortunately, in Martin County, Florida, and in many places in Florida, one parent can decide to pull a book from a shelf without even giving a reason for that. And the one parent who wanted to ban all 20 of my books said on her form that she had not read the book. She admitted to that. And she said that some of them were adult romance, which is really interesting because I don't write adult romance. And in fact, half of the books she pulled do not even have a single kiss in them. But they do have topics like gun rights and women's reproductive health rights and gay rights.
So that's interesting to hear her perspective on this. And Jodi Pico is campaigning on it. But I get the impression that she feels that she's fighting a losing battle.
Did you see again, you know, what she, and she is probably fighting a losing battle again, it's Florida. And I suppose, again, you know, so there's fear that censorship, you know, it's not just in terms of the Statue of David, that this is to do with, you know, can be to do with race or gender or sexuality or anything else. And, you know, ultimately, you know, I think censorship is characterized by two things. It's characterized by, you know, fear of moral corruption. And it's characterized by, you know, kind of religious or what people, you know, would call that they're motivated by conservative or religious values.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's ultimately what conservative is, the characteristics that it's made up of. And unfortunately, as I say, Florida does seem to be lurching very much towards censorship, you know, in all sorts of ways.
But how much of a right do you think parents should have to review and assess what children are reading, particularly in school?
I suppose personally, I don't think they should. I mean, I think the schools, if you choose to send your child to a particular school, you trust that school will educate them in a way that they see as appropriate. I don't go and hover over the board of a school or hover over the school principal or hover over the form teacher to see what they're doing. I mean, you know, I will say again, you know, art galleries and, you know, like, you know, in Florence, these are essentially, they're adult places, they're grown up places, and you're going to see adult things. I mean, you know, what I will say is I brought my own 5 children when they were much younger, you know, around, you know, various art galleries. And inevitably, they'd end up in a giggling pile behind me.
Oh, stitches and fits.
Absolutely, stitches.
I had the same experience in the National Gallery recently.
And I'd be mortified saying, this is art, you know, and, you know, stop making a show of me, you know, while they were gasping away behind me. Because actually, I suppose the thing about it is that, you know, seeing the human form naked, you know, when kids don't have a, you know, a strong context for it, it does actually make them feel a little bit anxious and a bit uncomfortable. And their way of showing that uncomfortableness is, you know, they ultimately, they giggle or they gasp.
Is that an Irish thing, I wonder?
No, do you know what? Like, sometimes we think kids are like alien species. We were all kids.
Yeah.
We saw these images.
And we laughed.
Yeah. And we survived seeing the Statue of David and all the Renaissance art. And I think sometimes we can kind of look at, or there's, you know, I'm being very general here, but there's a danger of looking at kids as this very different species to the rest of us. And yes, they need protection. And you need to figure out what's appropriate. And that's what parents are doing every day and often getting it completely wrong. I mean, listening to Morning Ireland most mornings, there's often questions come up when Morning Ireland comes up in particular cases and particular news things.
Now, there's usually a trigger warning, I suppose. That's, you know, that's the thing for a lot. Yeah, you know,
a lot of news bulletins are, you know, they trigger conversations within our house about certain things. So I think you can be constantly on guard all the time. And, you know, and it seems to me that in situations like this where people are, they're almost looking for offence to an extent. And as I said, I don't think we're quite there yet here, but there have been complaints about the curriculum. The Department of Education here has tended to be very measured about it. It's in context, it's about a balanced curriculum, and I think they're right in all of that. But we see discussions around the sex ed curriculum, which are very much based in sort of religious talk as well, and that idea of morality and what's appropriate. So we're not immune to those. Certainly, we should be having those discussions, I think, anyway.
I think they are actually reforming. I think the SBHE programme, they are reforming how they, you know, there will be some porn brought into the curriculum in terms of, in that regard, because
my time has run away. I didn't realise how late it was. I got to have to leave it there. I got carried away with that. Thank you so much, Aileen and Shane. That's all we've time for today. Our programme was produced by Barbara Feeney, researched by Emma Cawley. Jared Holland was our broadcast coordinator. Harry Buckness was on sound. We'll have to come back to that one. We ran out of time there. Let's go over to Louise.